Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
Today we're going to talk about Bob Ross Happy Little Accidents, the party game.
So this is another entry into the Bob Ross-themed party games from Big G Creative. These are the games that are available at Target and are really targeted towards the casual game demographic. Happy Little Accidents is a wonderful drawing slash art game that really, I think, embodies the idea of the Happy Little Accident.
It does. It doesn't feel very Bob Rossy, except on the high level that we don't make mistakes, just happy little accidents.
Right. So unlike Bob Ross, The Art of Chill, which was heavily thematic, this really just has that high-level idea. In Happy Little Accident, at the beginning of the game, each player does a quick scribble on three different small slips of paper with a black marker. So we usually would hand around a black marker. All the markers are provided in the box. Then all of the slips are placed drawing side down into the common area in the middle of the table. So if you have five people playing the game, you're going to have 15 slips of paper face down in the middle of the table. Then each player gets a colored marker and matching tokens that have, you know, they're shaped like Bob Ross's head.
They have Bob Ross's head on one side and squirrels on the other. They're adorable.
And then one player draws a card from the deck. We usually let it be the youngest player. And another chooses a number 1 to 6. And so on the card, on each one of these cards, there's three columns of words and then numbered 1 to 6. And so for each round, somebody picks a number, you have a word. That word can be anything from a noun to something like cold or happy or splash or shatter.
Or high five.
Or futuristic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
all over the place.
The words are all over the place. So then each player will draw one of these face down slips from the center of the table, and then using their marker, everybody at the same time has 30 seconds to turn that scribble into a representation of the chosen word. Everyone then presents their drawing to everyone else at the table and kind of explains it, which I think is one of my favorite parts of the game.
Yeah, because sometimes it's very self-explanatory, and sometimes the explanation is, this is all I got.
Right. So it's fun. So this happens two more times because there's three rounds in the game. And then once everybody has created three of these happy little accident-saving scribbles, they get to pick which one of their own they like the best, and they submit it to the center of the table for voting.
Yep. So at this point, your best drawing is competing against everyone else's best drawing.
Right.
All the players vote by placing a token with a hidden value on everybody else's drawings besides their own. You're voting 3 points on the drawing you like the best, 2 on a second place, and 1 point on anybody else. After everybody's voted, simple. We reveal the hidden tokens, and the player with the most points, which are represented by cute little squirrels, wins.
So, I mean, like we mentioned at the beginning, the Bob Ross theme isn't strong here. It doesn't carry through this one quite like it does with The Art of Chill.
It's not very chill, but it is fun.
It is a boatload of fun. I love that Big G did some flocking of Bob Ross's hair and beard on the box, and so they're soft
fuzzy.
And fuzzy.
Yeah. I would say the thing about this game is you don't have to be a great artist, but since you only have 30 seconds, you do need to be able to think on your feet quickly to make your drawing into at least something recognizable. The time pressure involved makes this inappropriate for younger children, which is why we would agree with the 10 plus age range given on the box.
Yeah, our 7-year-old played it, and I think he did okay.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit of a stretch for him. So our 9-year-old was fine.
Yeah. We've also definitely seen some adults who are not confident in their drawing skills get frustrated with this game, but most of them, even if you're a bad drawer, you can come up with something recognizable in a couple of seconds. And you know, you're like, you know what, this is where my skills are. If I made stick figures, as long as you can tell what I'm trying to represent, we're good.
Right. So, Happy Little Accidents from Big G Creative, the Bob Ross party game. It knows what it is. It's not pretending to be something that it's not. If you're looking for a deep game, this is not it. This is a $20 Target game.
Yeah, but it's very good at what it does.
Absolutely. So we're going to give Bob Ross Happy Little Accidents the Party Game a 4 out of 5 stars. So head on over to your local Target and check out Happy Little Accidents today.
And that's Happy Little Accidents
in a snap.